Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, of course, Daniel Brigman, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, for all the new listeners. Welcome. We're glad that you found us and real excited that you're here. And for all the longtime people, hello, shalom. On the beginning of next week, Monday, we have a really good broadcast. We're going to have Stuart Rowe. It's the 20th, and you know the 20th is the demonstration. They keep saying protesters. These are not protesters. These are peacefully assemblers. If you ever heard of the Bill of Rights, Governor Northam, they're assemblers. They're assembling. And the 20th, we're going to get a live pop in probably, you know, 5-10 minutes. I mean, really, this is literally, our show is going to be live right in the middle of all this. It starts about 8, 9 a.m., East Coast time. And so, I mean, Stuart might be in the middle of a riot for all we know. I mean, maybe we can't get him, but he's planning on being, I have no idea, but we're going to get a live just a 5-10 minutes. He's said that he can commit to us. He's, you know, he's doing security and everything. So he'll coming in. Then we have the Moriartys coming in. Ooh. And then we have the people from Vax 2.
Wow. I mean, what a lineup. Like a show.
Yeah, I'll say. And we got a great show. I'll love the Brian. What's his last name? Brian. I can't remember, but the Ptolemies and Brian, Del Bigtree, and of course, Andrew Wakefield were involved with the first one. We're about to tip on these vaccines. Anyway, we're going to get to the news for today. And then Billy D is scheduled. He was Billy DeVos about the California jam. Now, he was scheduled a while ago. For some reason, we couldn't get him. We're going to try to get him today. And then, Daniel Esselin will be here. I'm going to ask Daniel Esselin about this report that basically half of the Russian government is resigning.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, what's going on? And what's going on with this NAFTA, this new, I just call it NAFTA, the new NAFTA, USMCA, call it that agreement. What does he know about that? Is this the kind of the trilateral commission right in front of our face, the three, you know, areas of Asia, Europe, and North and South America?
From what you read yesterday, that was not good.
No, I mean, I don't need to know anything else but know that. So yeah, we'll talk about absolutely. That and more. News to the day, or news of the day, Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Well, just so you know, British companies, you know, feel safe. There's a British company, a knife-making company. They're making knives with no tips.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to get stabbed.
Yeah, so feel better about it. SARS-like virus is in China right now.
I think,
don't know if you've seen that. And it went to Japan. Now they found it into Japan. HBO, there's a show tackling fake news. They're so concerned about fake news. Brian
Snelser. Yeah.
He's gonna be looking
gargoyle.
Well, you're very critical, very harsh this morning.
I don't like him.
I wouldn't have known. This is important. I brought that up because just like this vaccine, I talked to Charlotte Isry this morning. I'm going to name drop a little bit. I haven't talked to Charlotte in a while. And she was so shocked that in Maine, this vaccine bill was set to go through, and the people from Maine stepped up and really put a kink in it and stopped it and raised 5 times as much money as the people who were supportive of the bill and were kind of, at least for now, stopped it. There's a tipping point going on, and there's independent.
We're at the top wobbling.
Yes. Independent media, their influence and their credibility. See, the credibility of this show right here, the Power Hour, you Power Hour people, Power Hour Nation, your credibility is multitudes higher than a show like CNN or even Fox.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yes.
By the people who listen. Yeah. So the credibility for years, Joyce and everything we've done here, so that's a problem. So now they're coming out shows like this. Anyway, let's get to the big story from NBC. It's everywhere. Northam, Governor Northam, Foghorn Leghorn, you know, keep the babies comfy.
That's right.
Declare state of emergency, capital weapon ban ahead of gun rights rally, fearing a repeat of the deadly violence. Are we sure there was deadly violence in Charlottesville? That engulfed Charlottesville more than 2 years ago. Virginia Governor Northam declared a temporary emergency. Okay. You cannot suspend the Bill of Rights because you think there might be a temporary emergency. You can declare martial law, but you got to have a reason. It's got to be a valid reason.
Yeah, valid. Yeah,
a valid reason would be
you're not a temporary.
Right. A valid reason would be Japan is invading your coast. There's martial law today in the military. You know, we're defending our coast. Martial law, get in your house.
Yeah.
That's a state of emergency. If that's the case, there'd be a state of emergency in Baltimore every day.
Every day.
What you got something to say about this?
Yeah, Fox News was reporting this morning that people from West Virginia are telling people in the counties in Virginia to come on over and succeed. We'd love to have you.
Are they even saying who from West Virginia
they just
saying
said
this?
People from West Virginia. That's what I heard. I didn't get the whole, you know how you catch it in.
Well, that's great reporting, Fox.
Thank you.
not on your part. I mean, for Fox being so vague about that. I mean, that's a big story.
Huge story.
Was that the governor? Was it the lieutenant governor? Was it the county clerk for the neighboring county? Who was it?
Was it the garbage man?
Was it the garbage man? Said, come on over here.
Come on over.
People from West Virginia.
You guys like to smoke pot? We like to smoke pot. Come on over.
In West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gun rights groups file emergency appeal on weapons bans at Virginia Rally the Hill. A pair of gun rights groups on Friday, which is this morning, filed an emergency appeal of a judge's ruling that upheld the governor Virginia's ban on firearms. What judge? Well, we know a judge. I mean, this is a rhetorical question, but what judge would think that that was a constitutional legal order, lawful order?
Yeah.
He just comes up Foghorn Leghorn. I keep saying that.
A black-faced baby killer?
Yeah, Coon Man. Was he Coon Man? Yeah. Here's his quote. Let me be clear. Let me be clear.
Perfectly.
Yeah, this is his quote. Let me see if I can do this one. Let me be clear. These are considered credible threats by the law enforcement agencies.
Okay, what were they?
Credible. That's what they were. The Virginia Citizens Defense League and Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt involved. Richmond Circuit Judge Joy Taylor rejected the initial injunction. This is Joy spelled J-O-I. Is that a woman or a man? Not that it matters, but I'm just wondering. In their appeal, the groups argue without relief from this court, petitioners and thousands of others, rally participants, will be irreparably denied their right to bear arms. Okay. This is something, if you get nothing from this broadcast today, because this is going to come up and you're going to hear it 1,000 times about rights being taken, about rights being denied. Rights can never be denied. Rights can never be taken.
That's right.
Rights can only be violated. That's it.
And they're doing a very good job.
They're violators. That's what they are. They're violators. This guy is a violator.
Habitual line steppers.
Habitual line steppers. That's exactly what they are. Clinton prosecutor Ken Starr to defend Trump in impeachment.
That's sickening.
President Donald Trump's defense team in the Senate trial will include special prosecutors from Bill Clinton's impeachment. He will be represented by Ken Starr and Robert Ray. How ironic is that? That's crazy. Opening statements are expected next week. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has also reportedly been tapped in the team. I agree to do it as an independent consultant scholar. Mr. Dertchevitz, Alan Dertchevitz, said, I take no position on politics, just on the Constitution. Okay, who cares, Alan?
Yeah.
He added he was, quote, very, very concerned about the precedent this impeachment could establish. So then you are taking a political position. For the this is not politics, it's Constitution.
The Constitution is a political position. If you're going to be in it, you're taking a political statement.
It could weaken the presidency and weaponize impeachment as a partisan tactic. What do you mean could? It is.
It is.
South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem signs executive order banning boycotts of Israel.
You can't do that.
What do you mean she can't? She just did it.
Yeah.
See, that's where we are in America. The force.
Yeah.
Force of will. Force of will is winning out. Conviction. Remember what we said? That we said 100 times? Conviction is winning out.
On my wall.
Conviction is winning out.
Right next to that picture of Trump.
Though Republicans won't lift a finger to protect the free speech rights of their own constituents on social media, they're more than happy to violate their rights by outlawing boycotts of the foreign state of Israel. Middle East Monitor. South Dakota governor signs anti-BDS executive order. What does that BDS mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's kind of, what does that stand for? I should know that. I apologize. Israel is one of our nation's closest allies, and their success is critical to American national security. Okay, whether that's true or not, what does that have to do with me criticizing them?
Yeah.
Today, we reaffirm that South Dakota stands with Israel and will only contract with businesses who agree to fairly compete. Okay, this is a trend. We talked about that NAFTA, I call it the new NAFTA, USMCA, just the new NAFTA. when you get into agreements like that and like this kind of, you know, she talked about businesses that only fairly compete. When you get into that agreement and then you do something against the will of this, it becomes a political weapon. It's not a trade agreement. It's not an economic agreement. It's a political avenue to exercise power. And that's what she's saying here. Ukraine police investigating possible surveillance of Yovanovitch, Russian hacking. Okay, whatever. Are we about? I'm about sick of hearing about Ukrainians
Especially that lady. Oh God, I don't
know. Is anybody talking about? Well, you're real negative this morning. There's a lot of people you don't like.
This morning, I'm blaming on her.
on your coffee and muffin.
Muffin. Yeah, Ukrainian the wrong pipe. Oh, was that a disaster?
Ukrainian police are now investigating two major cases related to the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. One around possible illegal surveillance. And the other around a suspected attack by Russian military hackers targeting a company where the son of former Vice President Joe Biden sat on the board. Okay, whatever. I mean, this story. Can we
arrest it? Sick of hearing it.
Okay, we'll go on. North Carolina Election Board threatens to call cops on members for reciting Pledge of Allegiance.
Did you see that?
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Yeah,
This falls right into that.
Yeah.
The principal of a school threatens...
What state is this?
I can't remember. It threatens to suspend two people for having a shirt that said, being a virgin is good.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't know what state that was?
No. I was going to bring it in tomorrow, but it felt right in with that. Or Monday.
Well, these schools, like you said, they're a training ground,
right.
And that's what they become, and that's what they're teaching these children at.
You can't wear that unless we okay it.
The Bladen, let's get back to this election board. The Bladen County Board of Elections held a regularly scheduled meeting at the local office, blah, blah, blah. This meeting ended with threats of law enforcement being called to the next meeting. Once the meeting was called to order and Commissioner Arthur Bullock gave the invocation, election board member Emery White asked for the Pledge of Allegiance to be added to the agenda. Chairperson Luella Thompson voted against, there's several of them, Patsy Shepard and Deborah Bell voted against the Pledge of Allegiance being added to the agenda. Who in their right mind
commies
could be against adding the Pledge of Allegiance to a public meeting, to a meeting, like government meeting
commies.
Like this? Board members Emery White, both Michael Aycock, both veterans of the United States military, voted. When Chairperson Thompson was asked why she would vote against the Pledge of Allegiance by a fellow board member, she did not respond. When she was asked the same question again, she said, "That's my right and I exercise it." What? This is nutty. This is going on all over America, stories like
well,
this.
Well, I hope the people of wherever that is, they...
Let me finish with this story. After the approval of the minutes, Chairperson Thompson asked for individuals wishing to address the board to speak after some passionate objections from members in the audience about the board voting against the pledge. Husband and board member of Patsy Shepard, Dwight Shepard, rose to his feet and voiced his opinion on why the board should not add the pledge. He said, "That is every single state board in the state of North Carolina does not say the Pledge of Allegiance before their meeting. It is not allowed in state meetings." He closed in reference to the pledge in state board meetings, saying, "Never, never, never quoted." This article is confusing.
All articles most articles are confusing these days. Nobody knows how to write.
Mr. Shepard also made threats to sue when the... I apologize. This is just the more I read this, the more fascinated I'm getting with this story here. Dane Smith stood to address the board after all this. Smith explained he was unaffiliated and the issue did not have to do with party affiliation, but about respect for the flag and others' rights. Smith then announced he would be citing the pledge if anyone would like to join him. As a majority in attendance stood and recited the pledge, the three Democratic board members, the three that voted against it, remained seated. After the pledge was said, Smith was reprimanded by Thompson, and then Shepard called for a short recess. After the board returned, the agenda items were addressed. And they said, "Next time there'll be police here and you'll be arrested." Ooh. Are you for real? You think? Whoa. Almost 40% of the world will witness civil unrest in 2020, research claims NBC. Almost a quarter of the world's countries witnessed a surge in protest and unrest last year, and that figure is set to rise in 2020. This is a key year.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of energetically everywhere. Trump
are aligned, right?
Trump update. Yeah, all the planets aligned.
All the planets are aligned. That means something to the UN.
Yeah, the devil worship.
That's exactly right.
Trump updates school prayer guidance. We will uphold religious liberty. Liberty. As his impeachment trial was getting underway, President Trump gave a hat tip Thursday to his evangelical base by updating the federal guidance on prayer in school, an action that came on National Religious Freedom Day. The order is similar to a 2003 guidance on school prayer, but it establishes a state-mandated filing process for complaints against local schools and school districts. States must then send the federal government a list each year of local schools and districts that have, quote, a policy that prevents or otherwise denies participation in constitutionally protected prayer in public schools. States are also, isn't that all prayer is constitutionally
protected?
Protected?
I'd like to know, I got a question. Are the Muslims allowed, they have to pray seven times a day. Are they allowed in school to put down their little mats and pray?
Michigan and Minnesota, I mean, we've heard things like that.
Right, there. But I mean, the rest of the...
I don't know.
There's Muslims in almost every school.
West Virginia lawmakers invite Virginia's Second Amendment sanctuary counties to secede and join their state. That's what you were talking about this morning. West Virginia lawmakers, so it's lawmakers.
Oh, lawmakers. All right.
So Fox didn't tell you that. A resolution inviting Virginia's Second Amendment sanctuary counties to legally secede. House Concurrent Resolution 8, whereas Article 6, Section 11 of the Constitution of the State of West Virginia explicitly permits additional territory to be admitted. So they're saying, come on down. The water's warm, boys.
That's right. We welcome you.
Here's an interesting story. Of course, we know this, and it's become almost ad nauseum talking about this, and it's like, duh, anybody, new listeners, this may be shocking. I don't know. China right now, there is good, pretty solid evidence, has north of a million people in concentration or semi-reeducation, whatever you want to call it, camps. Somewhere around a million.
Yeah, maybe two.
Maybe. It's hard to say. Maybe it's half a million. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. I see.
I'm pretty sure it's north of half a million. It may be, some people are saying a million. I don't know. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And the Falun Gong's taking their that's confirmed. Everybody knows that. They're ripping people off the street and taking their organs.
Yep. With no anesthesia.
They are slowing down on the abortion craze about girls. You know, one child policy.
Yeah, it's ruining their country.
Right. That is loosening.
Yeah, it's ruining their country.
Steve Watson writes about this. Non-governmental organization Human Rights Watch warned this week that if China continues to go unchecked, it threatens to enslave the entire global population and eviscerate freedom for good. You can never eviscerate freedom for good. In its annual report, the think tank cautioned that the communist Chinese government is using technology, censorship, and violent repression to such an effective extent that it threatens to fundamentally undermine international human rights forever. Yeah. Quote, Beijing has long suppressed domestic critics. Now the Chinese government is trying to extend that censorship to the rest of the world. Okay, my question to you, Uncle Kevin, this is an important question. Not specifically getting into the facts of this. Let's assume it's going on. I'm pretty darn sure it's going on.
Yeah. I think I agree with
you. There's no question.
No question.
Okay, since when does the United States sign trade deals with such totalitarian countries?
Lately. and often.
Yeah. I mean, so don't tell me about morality, you know, what people say about the United States government. No, it's about money.
It's about money. It hasn't been about morality in a long, long time.
Why doesn't Trump say, we're not going to deal with you till you get...
I think he wants to get the, you know, economy going, and maybe then after that he'll deal
whatever.
With it.
You believe? You really believe that?
I'd like to believe that.
Well, do you believe that?
Yeah, sort of.
Your watch is losing time.
No, it
as
is
we
not.
Speak. Yes, it just skipped
it
a second.
Is okay, I'll give you a second.
Justin Trudeau. Kevin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau.
You mean the guy who's
Prime Minister, Canadian Prime Minister.
Eyelashes fell off?
Yeah, he appeared to cast blame on President Trump in the U.S. for the downing by Iran of a Ukrainian gentler. Okay, I'm not convinced Iran downed anything. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. That was allowed to take off from Tehran following an Iranian airstrike. I think if there were no tensions, if there was no escalation regionally in the region, those Canadians would be right now home with their families. Okay, well, I can flip the same thing around. Yeah. What are you doing in a spot where there's danger?
Danger.
You know, if you want to start saying stupid things, yeah. Trudeau, I can say stupid things too. Yeah. What are you doing there?
Yeah, you put yourself in danger. You get what you know.
This is something that happens when you have conflict and war. Innocents bear the brunt of it, and it is a reminder why all of us need to work so hard on de-escalation. Oh yeah, like you did when you came up and, you know, immediately wanted to blame Iran for all this and eviscerate them.
I remember that.
You know, Trudeau was real, real happy to talk about
to
that.
To rip them.
Yeah, he was doing anything but de-escalating.
Like, he acted like a hawk.
I'll just skip the rest of this. Cuba warns citizens to prepare for cooking gas shortages out of the AP.
Yeah, they're
well, this guy, like California, you know, the Deborah Tavares and the natural gas. They're cutting out natural gas in the new homes and everything.
Yeah.
Iraq Prime Minister backs off expelling U.S. troops. Did he get another load of gold in his safe?
Or a threat of a missile in his house?
Yeah, he said that they probably showed him a video of that Soleimani. Do you see this?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they do with the presidents.
Yeah.
You see JFK here in his motorcade? Do you see this?
Yeah.
This could be you.
That's right. if you don't toe the line.
Yeah, this could be. Soleimani, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
This could be you.
Yeah. It happens.
After repeated threats from Trump to sanction Iraq. What do you mean threats? They do sanction Iraq.
I have a little quick story about that.
When
Jimmy Carter got president, he was visited by the CIA or two mysterious people. He was read the Riot Act, and when they left, he was on his desk crying.
Well, supposedly that's the story.
That's the story. Supposedly that's the story.
Fed pumps $82 billion more in this repo market. It's becoming commonplace. This is a big deal. This is a big deal, that repo market and the money that's going on. We got a couple of stories. The Philippine volcano, it spews lava half a mile high.
Ooh.
There's volcanoes all over the world.
A lot of them are firing up.
Wow.
Is that HAARP? Is that the CIA cranking
maybe,
up
maybe
the HAARP? Or is it the stars aligning, putting the gravitational pull on?
Or we're going through a transition all kinds of ways. I don't know.
A lot of good things are happening.
They are.
Yep.
And it's so good to be with you, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. Hopefully we got Billy D on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End Is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Recommend good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Ooh, we're getting a little ticks here in the stream here. How are we doing, Todd? We okay? The show. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm getting some interference here. Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. ThePowerMall.com, of course, 877-817-9829. We've got some great specials over there. Have you check out. We'll get to them in a second. Wow, the interference is bad here. I don't know. Maybe you can hear me. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just continue on. Our next guest is Billy the Boss. He is a chiropractor. He's the founder, and he's putting on the California Jam. It's the number one kind of chiropractic, natural health, rock and roll show thing. I mean, it sounds like quite an event. Maybe we all want to go here. We're excited about it. Billy D, his friends know him. Dr. Group introduced me. Billy D, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've never interviewed you before on the show, I don't think. We have some mutual friends. And so just tell us a little bit about who is Billy D.
Well, I mean, I started out in the whole, I was destined to be a dentist, and my mom was a dental hygienist, and I ended up, got introduced to chiropractic, and I jumped into chiropractic. It's kind of aligned with my kind of hippie atmosphere of the 70s back there. And my mom kind of freaked out, thought I was wasting my life because she had been brainwashed that chiropractors were quacks. And my grandfather didn't talk to me for 5 years because he thought chiropractors were quacks. I got really shunned by almost my entire family. So the only way I could get back with them is make all three of my brothers become chiropractors. So I have three brothers that are chiropractors. I have a bunch of cousins now that are chiropractors. All because I was kind of a renegade. And I've really loved the whole alternative health movement. I've started a hemp CBD company. I've built water systems. But I've really, my whole objective is to teach people the truth about the reality of not only health, human health, but also we need to start addressing some of the issues with the health of the planet. I'm really big on the whole geoengineering movement and the anti-vax movement. trying to get people just to understand that, you know, you work with the power that's built into the body rather than trying to supersede it and synthetically, artificially start things in the body. I'm more about just working with intelligence that's already there by removing nerve interference as a chiropractor, but also teaching people how to. I'm really big on nutrition, teaching people how to eat right, detox. I'm big on grounding, and just big on really getting people to get outside and move around a little bit and exercise as well.
Very cool.
So I've been practicing for 34 years here in Newport Beach, California, and I love what I do. I mean, I would do this if I didn't get paid. I'm just super, super passionate about teaching people, and as an extension of that, I started Cal Jam, and I'm big into music, too, so I brought music and rock and roll, and we have a Woodstock theme this year, which is one of my favorite themes that we've done so far.
Well, let's talk about the California Jam, and then we'll get into some of the other things you said. Basically, what is California Jam, Cal Jam, and if somebody goes, what can they see there?
All right, California Jam is kind of like when I was a kid, there was a big concert here in Ontario, California, out in the middle of the desert, and it was the bands were Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, Rare Earth, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and I look at pictures from then. It was kind of like Woodstock. There was this whole sea of people, and I've envisioned having these grassroots movements addressing the truth with having people like Ed Group there and Sherry Tenpenny, Suzanne Humphries, Mercola, Axe, have all these people there getting the message out to more and more people and make it kind of a festival thing, and then my brothers are all chiropractors, but we're all musicians in the same band, which can be a double-edged sword because we can be a little bit of a cross between the Black Crows and the Oasis with always getting along. But so I thought bringing music to an event, and I had a lot of people think I was nuts bringing live music to an event because they didn't understand. I go, well, you go to church and they play live music. Well, this to me is kind of like it's my form of really kind of I don't want to say religion, but it is a religion. You get people to understand the truth, and it exploded with popularity. Now it's the biggest chiropractic event in the world, and the doctors get 18 hours of CE, but I've also made it so that the general public could come, and because all the topics that we talk about are stuff that's not only applicable to chiropractors, but it's applicable to anybody that wants to really express a higher level of health. Again, I tell people all the time, it's not that I'm trying to get you to function at 130, 140%. I want to get most people back to maybe even 80 or 90 or 100% of their possible function by getting in alignment with things that they need to do so their DNA can express the highest potential. So I brought in all these amazing speakers, and it's kind of in a TED Talk format where the speakers speak for 20 minutes, and some of them, the bigger speakers, speak for 40 minutes. So you get little sound bites of information, and the speakers got to really condense their talks and bring out the main points. So you come away with, you know, we have 25 different speakers. I'm really excited about Russell Brand this year speaking on addiction. David Wolf will be there this year speaking on cleansing. Ed's going to be speaking on water fasting. So we've got all these different topics that people can come and learn things, not only as chiropractors, but also they bring their chiropractic assistants, they bring their wives, and a lot of people even bring their kids, and the kids love the event too because just the high energy of it. And I didn't want to do it in a hotel. I didn't want to be at like the tip. So I went over to, which is probably one of the most beautiful venues in the world. I went over to the Orange County Performing Arts Center, and I just checked out what it would cost to put it on there. And again, it was a little bit more expensive, but for just the increase in atmosphere, and then on top of it, the production value with lighting and everything they got available at that center. It's because that's where they put on Cats and all the major symphonies are put on there. So this sound system's amazing. The lighting's amazing. The stage is beautiful. It's a huge stage. So it's a rock show plus a health convention, and then we have 50 different vendors. I've got great sponsors that have helped me, you know, because this is a very expensive event to put on. And it's just because I think because my heart's right and my whole energy is to try to teach people and try to change consciousness and transcend people to the next level of awareness of what's going on with health and medical oppression and global issues that we talk about, like I said, from geoengineering to I talked about Fukushima to the plastic in the ocean, all these issues that we need to, as a human race, really come to grips with and really discuss openly and make some headway as far as making some change.
The website, if anybody's interested, californiajam.org. CaliforniaJam, J-A-M.org is the website, and you can go find a lot more information there. Really nice to meet you. Dr. Group said I'd really like you. And again, I've obviously never met you. This is the first time I even talked to you. And I already like you. Your energy, I can see it's contagious. It's infectious. Let me ask you about one of the things you said earlier about vaccine, anti-vaccine, or, you know, the innate intelligence. What did you think?
I hate the word anti-vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not against vaccines. I'm actually pro-health, and I'm anti-drug is what I am. And I look at vaccines as one of the most horrific scams that's ever been pushed on the American public. And the problem is I've done the research, just like Sherry has and Suzanne Humphreys, anybody else that's looked into this. It's not like I'm making stuff up to sell something on the back end. I'm just there to try to protect people and get them aware of what's going on. And that's why you're seeing so much censorship. I mean, if we were talking about something that was substantial, there wouldn't be this degree of censorship that's going on in social media and on lamestream media that's out there. I mean, I'm glad to see that you've got some real reality on your show, which is good to see.
How giddy were you when you heard the news about New Jersey stopping that bill there?
Well, I look at everything with a great degree of hope, but I know that this game is it's top down. You know what I'm talking about? Big Brother's mm-hmm. running the show, and sometimes I don't trust the fact that, yeah, maybe we squeak this one through. We've got to stay vigilant. We've got to stay on fire. We got to keep pushing, because they're going to keep pushing and pushing. So it's great. We got a win in our pocket, and I'm excited about it. But I don't trust the system enough to get back on my laurels and sit back and just say we're okay now. We've got to continue getting this message out to more and more people. And because the thing is, if we can get people to that tipping point of 16%, I think we can transcend this thing, and people will start to see the reality of what's going on with medical oppression and the drugging and destruction of these children's lives that's going on this planet. And to me, murdering of children that's going on this planet. In fact, I just had a patient here last night who lost her 3-year-old daughter from a vaccine reaction. So it's real, and people don't feel that stuff. And the thing is, I work with a lot of autistic kids. In fact, there were 3 that were just here in my office. And again, I see the pain and the struggle these families go through just to stay together as a family, because it's a lot of stress on a family having autistic children. And again, some people say it's a blessing. I don't see it as a blessing, but I mean, if you do, well, God bless you.
The autistic children, the people that you treat or that you see, do they all link it back to vaccines? I know some autistic children have never been vaccinated, a small percentage, but do they all, what's the percentage that says that?
I would say 95% of the people that come to me relate it back to vaccines. And yeah, there's other constituents in the environment. We had speakers speak on GMO before. I mean, there's glyphosate in the environment. There's fluoride in your water. I mean, you know, and then people are using formula for their kids. I mean, there's a lot of other chemical subluxations that are causing issues, neurotoxic issues to these kids. So again, I'm not saying it's only the vaccine. There's a whole myriad of different issues that are causing the expression of this disease, including birth trauma, and that's why as a chiropractor I'm passionate. I spoke at Autism One the past 2 years about the effects of upper cervical subluxation or misalignment in the upper neck from birth trauma, which shuts down and can cause problems with the autonomic nervous system and the body's capacity to detox itself. So again, some of these kids don't express. Yeah, it's super interesting. Most people are stuck in sympathetic dominance, which is fight or flight. Your body will not detox from that. So anything that I can do to realign these kids' upper cervical spine, their upper neck, will not only help them express at a higher level, but it's going to push them from sympathetic into parasympathetic, where all the magic of healing happens. So again, it's imperative that kids get checked right after birth. 98% of kids today, from the fact that most births are very traumatic, should be checked by a competent pediatric chiropractor to remove that upper neck interference. And again, that's not the only thing these kids suffer from. It's not. I work with a lot of kids with asthma's off the chart, You've got other learning disabilities. You've got ADD, ADHD. You've got allergies. You've got eczema. You've got all these other issues that kids are suffering from. And when I grew up as a kid, I mean, I didn't know any other kids that were on drugs. I was born in 1958. I didn't get this, like, 72 vaccines that these kids are getting drilled with. And now, according to Dr. Kennedy, or not Dr. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, who's speaking at CalJAM as well, 54% of these kids are now diagnosed with a chronic disease that require medication. So it's just like, if we would just step back and look at what's going on, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that we need to make some changes somewhere. And you look at the overall health of most American, again, it's horrific. And you see all these people that are on drugs. And I mean, I've never taken a drug other than one time I had to take Oxycontin when I broke a bunch of ribs snowboarding. Other than that, I've never taken an antibiotic. And for most people, that just sounds like crazy. But, I mean, I was just brought up kind of with a different mindset. And it wasn't because my parents were super, like, anti-medicine. It was just because my dad didn't trust doctors. And, again, my dad was also very frugal with his money and didn't want to – and we had five kids. So when we got sick, we just burned through it. And we built and developed an amazing immune system. And because I live this lifestyle, I mean, I've been in practice for 34 years. I work with kids and people. 50% of my practice is kids. I've never missed one day ever of work because I vibrate at such a high level, and I've created such an amazing resistance and allowed my body to develop a natural immune system by interacting with my environment rather than trying to jumpstart it with these bullshit these vaccines that are out there. So. Sorry.
We didn't hear that. We'll just brush that right under the rug. You live in California, obviously. You practice in California there.
Right.
That's one of the most totalitarian medical vaccine states we have in America. What is it like with your mindset and your patients being right there in the heart of, you know, communist medical oppression, basically?
The thing is, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm financially pretty much set. I do this because of the love that I have for this amazing profession of chiropractic, but also for the love of people. And I've lost a lot of families lately. A lot of families are moving. I've lost a bunch to Texas. A lot of them have moved to Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Arizona. I would say probably 10%, because since I have such a high pediatric practice, that's what it's going to affect me more. Plus, my patients get it because they're not going to stick around my practice unless they kind of align with my energy. I don't attract like the pro-vax drug heads, as I call them. I don't attract those are the people I attract. I attract people that get it. And the thing is, you know, some people think that I'm alienating a big portion of the practice. The thing is, I attract my kind of people because I don't want to work with people that don't get it or resist to get it or don't want to do the research. The problem is most people don't do the research until they've had the vaccine injury or they've seen had some bogus surgery or whatever. I mean, sometimes it takes that awakening for people to do the research they should have done before they had the surgical intervention or they drug their kids with vaccines. So, again, I get frustrated. I used to teach a lot of vaccine workshops here, but I just don't even know what to tell people anymore other than just wait as long as you can. Like there was a lady here last night. I had a workshop here last night on pulse electromagnetic frequencies, and she basically said she was literally forced to vaccinate her kids to get the kids in school. And, I mean, I would never do that. I mean, I would find some other way to get around the system. I'd probably homeschool if I had to. But, again, if you've done it, then you need to do – there's a lot of detoxification. I taught a detox workshop on Tuesday. There's a lot of things you can do to detox these kids. But it doesn't make sense to – poison them and then detox them. But if that's your only avenue, and then I would wait as long as you can, put everything off, stall as long as you can, and allow these kids to develop their brains and nervous system to develop as much as possible. Because when you're injecting this into like a newborn or a 3-month-old, it's going to have a lot more impact on these smaller bodies and these massively developing, embryologically developing nervous systems, and the neurotoxins are going to have a lot more effect on an infant than there are somebody that's going to be at least 5 years old and at least had a chance to kind of sort of adapt to the world that they're living in.
Did you, were you familiar with, I can't even remember his first name now. He's dead. You know, he got murdered, supposedly. That's what his family thinks. Brad Street, who's doing the research with these autistic...
Oh, yeah, right. he was one of the, like, the 120 doctors that they, the 150 doctors that they murdered. I'm good friends with Erin Elizabeth as well. She spoke at CalJAM three times, and she's covered that, how these doctors are being targeted for not only voicing out against vaccines, but a lot of them are using that GC map, which is a, some type of a, it's a medical intervention not only to treat autism, but also to treat cancer, and it comes from Europe, and a lot of these people are reversing autism and killing cancer off using this therapy, and a lot of the people that are using that GC math are being targeted.
What's it,
and
what's it called? GC? Say that again. GC?
I wish I knew what the GC math stood for. It's like mitochondrial activating factor.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Small C, M-A-F, it'll come up.
All right, let me ask you this question then. Did you see, I think it's Bradstreet specifically, his research, well, he was finding these autistic children. When he did blood work, he thought the samples were contaminated because it was coming back with not two DNA markers like it should. They were coming back with three, and he actually traced this to the aborted fetal tissue in the vaccine. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, that and the nogalase that affects can push that towards autism as well. Yeah, and there's also there's a lot of guys like Andrew Molden was probably knocked off because he was doing all this research. And if you look at people, these kids' faces that get vaccinated, they have a lot very big asymmetries of their smiles and their eyes and stuff, which can be caused by these vaccines and neurotoxins affecting the brainstem and the cranial nerves in the face. There's a great book called Crooked by Forrest Moretti, which I read, that describes that well. So he was actually showing pictures of these kids before and after they got vaccinated, and you could see their faces change from these facial asymmetries. And again, after reading the book, it's hard for me not to look at people's faces everywhere I go. And I'm like, geez, look at that guy's face. Wow. Yeah, you look at like one eye, and you look at people's smiles are asymmetrical. It's trippy. And then if you look at somebody that hasn't been vaccinated, you don't usually typically see those traits in people being expressed. So, yeah, there's so many people that have come out. And again, like I've always said, I'm not like trying to sell you some freaking magic allure on the back end to bump up immunity. The way you bump up immunity is by living a healthy lifestyle. Immunity is an inside job. It's not something that can be promoted by injecting stuff from the outside. And then people will ask me questions, what about polio? What about smallpox? I mean, if you do the research on all those diseases, they were all pretty much gone before the vaccines came to market. And again, a lot of them were actually just cover-ups for other reasons, like for, I believe the polio vaccine was just a cover-up for just DDT poisoning. Again, there's another great book called Moth and the Iron Lung, again by Forrest Moretti, about how they use DDT, and that was causing a lot of the polio. It wasn't really the polio virus causing them, because we had polio, a natural virus in our gut to begin with. So,
let me ask you about, getting back to the parrots. You live in California. They're coming to you probably desperate, probably pulling their hair out. Hey, they're going to force me to get vaccinated. I don't know what to do. And so you're saying some people are moving out of the state. I think a lot of people are. A lot of people are starting to homeschool. I mean, what do you tell that parent who I would never, they will never force me while I, where there is a breath in my life, in my body, my children will never be forced anything like this. That's my standpoint. But what do you tell these parents who maybe don't have that same conviction?
I mean, I really don't know what to tell people. I know what some people do, and I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to, you know, create any more red flags. There's ways to, like, I tell people you have to be smarter than the people that are, enforcing these laws and these mandates. So, again, I'm not going to say
Well, they're not laws. Let's be clear. Words are important. They're not laws. They're tyranny. They're statutes.
Okay.
They're not laws because the Bill of Rights is the law. So that's my opinion. It's not a law. This is unconstitutional. That means it's null and void.
Of course it's unconstitutional.
Yes.
I tell people, yeah, if they're doing something unconstitutional to you, figure out a way around the system, you know? And, you know, I'm not going to say it, but I know what I would do. I mean, I'm not going to say it on the air, but I don't have kids. I mean, people are going, well, why are you so, you know, passionate about getting people to learn, because I know they're coming for the adults next. That's the whole issue. They got 98% of the kids. I mean, they're looking at this bigger market of all the adults that haven't had a booster shot in all these years. That's where the whole herd immunity BS goes out the window, because the majority of adults haven't had a vaccine. In fact, I probably had the last vaccine I had was probably in 1960, you know? So, and I got amazing immunity because of it. I mean, you look how sick kids are these days. It's an atrocity. So
I love your passion. Yeah, I love your passion. I love your conviction. I think we are to a tipping point. Now, I don't know what the percentages are, but Samuel Adams, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. This is the American spirit, and I think that American spirit.
Samuel Adams said that? I love that.
Yes. Well, that is the
time.
Do what?
Say that quote one more time. I love it.
Okay, Samuel Adams, he said, it does not take a majority to prevail. It takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. And that's where we are with this vaccine issue. It's been years, even decades, where people have been setting brush fires. You have these parents that have been damaged, and all of a sudden there's a fire that's burning right underneath the surface that I swear is about to blow out the top, and you're about to see an inferno. This whole narrative, this vaccine narrative, they're about to have this turned and shoved. They've been so tyrannical about this, they're about to have it turned and shoved right down their throat.
And I agree with you 100%. I've been saying this. I mean, I've been telling this story for 25 years now. And again, I've been saying, why are we waiting till 11:59, right before midnight, before we take action? We should have been joining forces a long time ago, because I predicted everything that's going on in this world. And again, I predicted that new ID, the real ID 2020, is just going to be it's going to be just a way to monitor whether you're getting vaccines. So they're going to monitor that before you get on planes to fly across the country. You're not going to be able to go to concerts or the theater or go shopping at Costco unless you got your card validating that you're up to date on your vaccines. That's where they're headed with all this. And I know that. And like you said, I think they're greed. And I don't think it's all about the money. I think it's about really dumbing down society so that they can control more people and push people towards a new world order. So,
Billy D, there's the music. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I hope that we can talk to you again sometime. And I'd like to talk to you off air. I love meeting you. Love your energy. Stay right there 1 second, Billy. CaliforniaJam.org. California.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.